You're with SBS Radio.
For Nada's Priya and their two daughters, Kopika and Tanika, Christmas Island will be home for the foreseeable future after Melbourne's federal court extended an injunction stopping the government from deporting the Tamil family to Sri Lanka. With the next hearing scheduled for 2 weeks' time, Presiding Justice Mordecai Bromberg indicated the September 18th court date would not be a full and final hearing because that would require significant preparation. This means the family could potentially remain on Christmas Island for months, but their lawyer, Karina Ford, still hopes there could be a ministerial intervention.
There's still hope, I think, and maybe if discussions could take place, maybe the parties could come to agreement in a way to resolve it.
The family's case now hinges on a claim that the youngest child, 2-year-old Tanika, should have the right to apply for a protection visa.
It's obviously also expensive keeping them at Christmas Island. There may be better alternate platforms for where they could be, and that may be something that the minister may be open to, but we haven't yet put that to the minister's office.
Biloela local Angela Fredericks has taken matters into her own hands, following the family to Christmas Island to offer them some comfort and a familiar face.
Getting to wave to the family just then has put a massive smile on my face, just knowing that I was here to be with them and they know that they're not alone here.
The family had been living in the small Queensland town for 4 years before they were moved to a Melbourne detention centre last year. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has reiterated the federal government will not intervene in this case.
We've been very determined in making sure that people realise that there are 1,500 before this case of people that have gone back, including men and women, mums and dads with young children. There are thousands behind. And I know Mr Albanese has been out there this week saying that this family could stay. But I don't know how he can look the other families in the eye and say that you're not eligible to stay as well. And if you do that, you end up with thousands of people here. The boats will restart.
Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, says the government should make an exception in this case.
The Minister for Home Affairs, Peter Dutton, has applied that discretion some 4,000 times at a rate of nearly 3 times a day. If it is good enough for the minister to make those discretionary decisions on 4,000 other occasions, it is up to the government to explain why they won't make that discretion today.
But with the government steadfast on their position at present, the case will play out in the courts and the family, for now, will remain on Christmas Island. Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.